case you need to delete anything?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you could write a kick-ass feature and win an award somebody, and some dirtbag could come up behind you and find out that you tweeted some objectionable stuff, dude.
Like 20 years ago.
Right. You know, I think I've kept it fairly clean, but you know what? You know, I can't. It's hard for me to even remember what I did 10 minutes ago, let alone 10 years ago. So, I guess I'm just going to have to roll the dice on this one.
Jeremiah just finished doing a pretty thorough search of some keywords on my Twitter account, and I came away unscathed with a couple of S-bombs.
Yeah, there was one pass interference call against the Cowboys he wasn't really a fan of.
It was HS.
I do remember in 2016 when Wyoming's defense was just getting absolutely abused at New Mexico. I mean, you know, you guys remember. I mean, New Mexico just kept, every time they touched the ball, they scored. And I think the first time Wyoming forced them to punt, which I think might have been in the third quarter, I put a Twitter handle, a post up, and I said, breaking, Wyoming's defense forces a New Mexico punt, Cowboys down, blah, blah, blah. So it was snarky. There wasn't any bad language in it, but it was snarky, that's for sure.
JJ,
that's the one that comes to mind.
That's a shame I missed that one.
I remember that one.
I have to go back and find it and favorite that.
I vaguely remember that just because I was covering for Reese in Des Moines with the Cowgirl basketball team, and we were watching that game in the hotel bar, the lobby bar gags right down there in the lobby. So I think I vaguely remember that tweet, but who knows? It was a good one. But I came away unscathed. We're trying to search Monty's Twitter account, but it's so far back he hasn't used that in such a long time.
Well, if you find anything on me, you know, certainly let me know. I would like to think I've kept it, I'd like to think I've kept it cleaner. I haven't done anything too stupid, but you know, it's me, so anything's possible.
Well, you just need to go get that app that Johanna Gafon and all those UW football players were tweeting out, like, I just scrubbed my tweets with this app, like, the morning of the NFL draft.
Well, you know, now there's apps for just about anything, and, you know, for some of these guys that have that, that's probably a very wise idea.
All right, Gags, fall camp, although I have a hard time calling it fall camp when it starts in July, so maybe I'll just call it camp. What did they go over the weekend? What's the latest from the Cowboys from training camp as they get ready for the season?
Well, they practiced, you know, with media day last Friday. They practiced that morning and then held the media day stuff. They practiced again Saturday. They have to have a day off each week, and even though it was late in the week, they gave them Sunday off. They practiced again today. They were in half pads, helmets and shoulder pads. Won't go into full pads. They got one more acclimation practice is what they call them tomorrow, and then they'll be in full pads for the first time Wednesday. Was out there this morning just for the 20 minutes or 30 minutes we can watch, and again, didn't really get to see much. They did some punt drill stuff. I thought Tim Zaleski, the punter, was a lot more consistent in the punts that he had. You know, I remember last fall camp that he was a little bit inconsistent and kind of was all season, you know, in this drill. Now it wasn't, you know, not everything was completely live, but was more consistent there. But other than that, guys, that's all we were really able to see. So I guess I can't give you a breakdown of what exactly happened. I know Coach Bull told us after practice that both quarterbacks threw the ball well. He likes the progress of the offensive line. He said among some of the newcomers that Raheem Ismail Jr., Rocket, has shown some good things. He's been limited. He's got a finger issue, but, you know, he's just not going through contact. But they're not going through contact yet, so he's doing stuff, but he's limited. He said Solomon Berger, a true freshman defensive end, has shown some good things, and also said that Jelani Ellison, a true freshman cornerback, has shown some good things, but certainly nothing's been set in stone. Depth charts aren't even close to being, you know, redone or anything like that since we're just 3 days into camp. But no new injuries. Guys that are out are kind of guys that were expected to at least be limited. I don't think anyone's out as far as like out for the season. So that's good. That's a good sign early in camp. But that's about what I can tell you, and what, you know, and based on just what I'm able to see every day, there's just not a whole lot I can tell you, unfortunately.
Right. You know, Craig told us that the quarterback battle is definitely not over with just because Tyler Vanderwall was named the starter after spring. But how surprised or shocked would you be if he's not the guy on August 25th against New Mexico State?
Very. You know, yeah. I talked to Brent Vegan, you know, during media day, and look, unless, you know, and he basically said, unless some, you know, he had good things to say about Nick Smith, you know, as well, but unless something weird happens, if there's, heaven forbid, an injury or Vanderwall just hits a wall and just something odd happens, I would be very shocked and surprised if Tyler Vanderwall's not the starter against New Mexico State. Now, what happens after that, you know, who knows, but I think it would take something monumental for that not to happen. Vanderwall, it sounds like he's been throwing the ball. He's had a good early part of camp, but so was Nick Smith from the sounds of it. But just based on that, I think it would take something unexpected or unfortunate for Tyler Vanderwall not to be the starting quarterback at this point.
Gags, we all know the Cowboys offense will only be as good as the offensive line play, and we saw it last year. It was poor most of the season. They had some moments, but they moved a lot of guys around. How do you think, you know, from the guys I talked to, they feel like the adjustments and the moves and personnel they made along the offensive front were the correct ones. How are you gauging getting the same sense in that along the front?
Well, I guess we'll see, but I do know that, you know, even talking to Craig Bull in Las Vegas for the Mountain West Media Summit and talked to Scott Fuchs at Media Day a little bit too, you know, they're not, camp isn't the time for a lot of the mixing and matching and experimenting, you know. Spring is for that, and that's fine. I think they're kind of down to the guys that I think they can, that they think they can play. You know, the biggest job out there or the biggest competition, I think every day is competition. I don't want to make it sound like that, but left guard is still a little bit up in the air between Eric Aboji, redshirt freshman, and Gavin Rush, a junior who's started and has started quite a few games for this team. Now, Gavin can play the left and the right side. You know, I think the right side is pretty solidified with Caden Jackson, and they're not moving him around. So that left guard spot will be fairly competitive. And even Logan Harris is in there, and he's played both left and the right side during spring. So that'll be interesting. But, you know, at center, I think Keegan Kreider, redshirt freshman, is pretty solid there, although, you know, Patrick Arnold is competing there, but you're not going to see a lot of movement there. But I think, you know, at the other spots, I think Alonzo Velasquez is pretty set at right tackle. I think Jackson's set at right guard. And then I think, you know, Zach Wallace has been the anchor at left tackle since he's been a freshman. So I think this is the time where they got to find, you know, yeah you got to have depth. And if you have to move some guys around because of injuries or performance, that's fine. But I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of that, or not as much of it, in fall camp as we did in the spring, because these guys are going to need to get on the same page because there's a new quarterback and, you know, could be, you know, new running backs, at least early in the season, perhaps. And just, they've got to get on the same page. So there might be some movement, but not nearly as much as experimentation. And hopefully that'll, you know, I kept hearing that, you know, the offensive line's making progress. That's good, but we need to see it on the field, because you're right, Keith. This team needs to run the ball better. No matter who, even if Josh Allen was coming back, quarterback, team needs to run the ball better than 108 yards per game as it did last season.
Is C.J. Johnson good to go, or is he going to be sitting out for a little bit?
No, he's the best case scenario is he comes back late in the season.
Okay.
But there's a very high likelihood that he won't be back this season. So that's very unfortunate. He was kind of their big play guy last year, led him with 7 receiving touchdowns and kind of was their big play guy. And so, you know, someone's going to have to step up, and who that'll be, I don't know. You know, a healthy James Price, I think, is certainly going to help them. You know, but, you know, who among the young guys? You know, they put Aiden Eberhardt on scholarship over the summer. You know, we mentioned the, you know, Rocket Ismail's kid is in the mix. I've been hearing good things about Avanti Cox, played a little bit as a true freshman, but didn't do much. But he's more of an inside type guy. Who's going to be that? You know, CJ is a 6'2" guy, fairly, you know, he's put on some good weight. You know, he's a good-looking athlete. Who's going to be that bigger receiver that can kind of help stretch the field? You know, there's Jared Scott at 6'6", but I don't know if he's like a burner by any means. So that'll be interesting to see where, you know, what happens there. But that's an unfortunate blow for Wyoming that C.J. Johnson, unless something changes. You know, we thought early in the summer that Trey Woods wasn't going to play, and now he could be cleared, you know, to play this season. But, you know, Craig Bull told us at Media Day in Vegas that best case scenario is late in the season, but it's a good chance he will not be able to play this season.
All right, Gags, good stuff, man. We appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting with you again and getting the lowdown on the Cowboys. And keep up the good work, man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
See ya. There you go, Robert.